Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, February 6th, 2021. Today he is reminding us that we are love, which is all that exists. Fear is not the opposite of love. It is the sense of its apparent absence. As you are all now well aware, the human collective, all on earth presently incarnate, are in the final stages of the awakening process. As you experience time when you are in form, it has been a very long time coming. But as you know, in fact, the process commenced only a moment ago, an instant ago, just as soon as you acted on your collective choice and decision to experience separation. Your infinitely wise and loving Father knew. There is nothing, of course, that he/she does not know, that as soon as you experience separation from love, from Source, you would want to end it. However, because you, due to the enormous creative abilities bestowed upon you at the moment of your creation, had fabricated the separation experience experiment so competently and efficiently, she knew that without her assistance you would be completely unable to find your way home to unity from the maze of unreality that you had built. Thus your collective awakening process was created in the same instant in which you moved into the experience of separation. Separation never happened. It couldn't happen because there is only unity with Source. And that is not, in any sense, a limitation. It is infinite vastness. Limitation is of the separation experiment and is also completely unreal. However, you perceive yourselves as limited, separate, alone beings, disconnected from Source, as you even wonder if there is one. Your task is to awaken. It is the sole meaning of your human lives, and all the lessons with which you are presented during those lives and lifetimes are to assist you in that process. It is a task that you cannot fail to complete because you are divine beings at one with Source, the only reality. Unreality can never satisfy you, and you will be satisfied. No other outcome exists or is possible. To reiterate, you were created in love to experience infinite and eternal joy. That is your changeless and eternal state of being, one with Source, forever. What you are experiencing now, as humans in form, is the assignment that you planned, wisely and lovingly assisted by your spiritual support team, before you incarnated to undergo this present human lifetime, in order to massively assist humanity during the last stages of the awakening process. You knew that it would be very demanding because of all the collective trauma and karma that needed to be healed and released in an extremely short period of time. You also knew that you would complete it perfectly, even though you would experience doubt, anxiety, fear, and suffering that at times would seem overwhelming. Your choice to be incarnate at this moment is most highly honored here in the non-physical realms, because we also knew how demanding would be the task that you chose to undertake. It is a task of enormous service to humanity, during which, and while enduring it, you would experience the most extreme sense of separation, aloneness, and even abandonment. The most extremely intense experience of that state with which the separation experiment could present you. You are not separate beings, it just seems that you are. Whatever you think, say, or do affects the whole of humanity. Therefore, to spend time each day quietly relaxing, meditating, contemplating, or just resting without intending to or thinking about your daily human lives, not so easy, while setting the intent to be a conduit through which love can flow abundantly to all, is the most effective way to assist in the awakening process. If personally you are not physically involved with conceiving, creating, or introducing some of the essential changes that are needed for the well-being of humanity and the planet, then understand that you do have an additional task besides your own awakening, namely that you are here to hold the light of God's love and allow it to flow through you in every moment to heal humanity and the planet. This is also your task, and it is absolutely essential. Daily, many times daily, set and reset the intent to be conduits through which love flows. You are all here to do that, regardless of whether or not you were aware of this. Remember, every human is a divine being, a being of love. Therefore, your nature is love's nature, and love's nature is to share and extend itself completely and utterly with all of creation in every moment. By being aware of this, and setting the conscious intent to do so, you intensify and accelerate the awakening process. Just being aware that you are love, even if you do not get a felt sense of this but only have an intellectual acceptance of it, is enough for you to most powerfully extend healing to all, thus carrying out your personal part in the awakening process effortlessly. Being human and living a human life is very demanding and stressful for most people, but extending love and healing to all demands nothing from you. You just need to let go of any negative judgment of others or of humanity at large, and then love will flow through you, because you all who are presently incarnate, set the intent to do just that prior to incarnating. The love flow through you only reduces or maybe even ceases temporarily when you choose to engage in attitudes, thoughts, and behaviors that are not in alignment with love. So let them go. Try to understand that, in spite of your experience of humanity generally, and of the seemingly insane and vicious behaviors and activities in which so many engage, people are always doing their best. People behave according to their personal understanding of what is best for them. When people are loving, what is best for them is best for all. And that understanding is based on their level of spiritual evolution, modified by the effect of trauma that they have experienced in their present lives, plus any accumulated generational karma. In other words, many are unaware, completely unaware, that their true nature is love, and that awareness fills them with uncertainty and fear. Fear is not the opposite of love, because love has no opposite. It is everything. It is the apparent absence of love. Those who feel an absence of love are always seeking it, and they most frequently seek it outside of themselves, where it can never be found, because it can only be found within. The choice or decision to seek out love outside the self arises because of the traumas experienced while growing from human infancy to adulthood. No human completely escapes the experience of not being good enough, because in infancy and childhood the little ones see that older ones are stronger and more adept than they are, and quite often they are shamed by others for their inadequacies. Even if the shaming is done with the best of intentions, namely to demonstrate to the little ones that they can and should work harder to become more able, more competent, it almost always leads them to feel unloved and, if done repeatedly, unlovable. When that occurs, it feels to the little ones as though, instead of feeling and experiencing the love of parents, siblings, and caregivers, a terrifying and empty space has opened within them from which love has departed. And so they learn to seek love and approval from others, because that inner sense of emptiness is intensely painful, and they experience a desperate need to fill it. So, to remind you yet again, there is only love. Each one of you is love. That is your divine and eternal nature. However, separation is the experience of being separated from love, and that is an absolutely devastating experience. Of course you all want to return to reality, the state of eternal joy and love in which you are always eternally enfolded, and from it, which it seems that you have been separated for eons. It is indeed a paradox for humans to be told that they are love, one with Source, and yet to be experiencing separation, aloneness, abandonment. Many feel that they personally are more alone, more abandoned than others, and they try to emulate the apparent success and happiness that they perceive others as enjoying by working extremely hard, and through that work, whatever form it may take, seeking the approval and admiration of others, while at the same time feeling bereft and unworthy. Being a human being in form is not easy for anyone. Whenever you take time out and enter into your holy inner sanctuaries, the first item on your agenda should be to send love to all others, withholding it from absolutely no one, no matter how bad or evil you may judge them to be. You are love, and so is everyone else. It is just that you appear to be separated from that state. Love is all. It accepts and embraces everyone unconditionally because that is its nature, your nature. Your awakening process is an awakening to that absolute truth and knowing it. I and all my brothers and sisters in the non-physical realms know and honor that truth, and soon so will all of you, and your joy will be immense. Your loving brother, Jesus.